Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the transformation that's happening in our culture around the world and the shift in consciousness as it's awakening people on many levels of their being. And tonight is a special guest who really deals with many levels of consciousness. Her name is Pat Caffrey, and I had a beautiful time with her on a Caribbean cruise. There were a bunch of people, a bunch of holistic healers and teachers, and it was fun, wasn't it, Pat?
Oh, it was a wonderful time.
And I have you in all the videos. Did you see the videos that I made with you in them?
No, I just got back into the States again, and I haven't had time to look at it, but I'm planning to do that this week.
Okay, I mean, because, you know, what I heard about you is that you're sort of almost not totally human and looked like you were having a great human experience on board the ship. You know, I mean, say, you know what I mean? Could you explain what, I mean, you're sort of merged with some higher consciousness. Explain who you are and what's happened.
Okay, we are the Angelic Council and the Healers of Light. What that means is that I, as Pat, have merged now with the consciousness of the angelic realm, the Council of the Angelic Realm, and the Ascended Masters, and we're working together here, working with this body. So, yes, we are human. We are in this body, and we are the Council, and we are Pat.
Well, so... But so what, I mean, I've met people who channel, I've met people who access other, so you are Pat and Pat is you? I mean, how'd that sort of happen? I mean, what happened to Pat?
Pat's here. I'm here too.
When you say I'm here too, what is, who's on? I am.
I am would be the Pat. So it's when this all merged, it's a lot of times when a consciousness comes into a body, the soul that was here leaves. And in this case, I didn't leave, I stayed, and all of the council also came in, so we're all together. Little hard to describe what's going on here and what this is like. It's rather
unique. Do they feel separate from you as a consciousness?
No.
Or they're not separate from you?
No. We're all, you're talking to all of us here, so we're not separate at all. We are just united as one here.
So why is there any Pat left at all? Why doesn't Pat merge with the totality and transcend, right?
Well, we are all merged as the totality here, but we're in a body. And that body has to have an identification, and that identification is Pat.
Mm-hmm. So, but isn't Pat's higher self one with that unity consciousness anyway? I mean, why did you guys have to come in when she's already that?
Because we can hold an energy together that was above what Pat could hold by herself. And because of this, the healing work that we can do is enhanced beyond anything that could have been done singly.
Like what
you
kind
can,
of healing?
You can channel, you can bring in a consciousness, yes. But to hold it and live it and walk it and attain that level, this was just much easier to do this way.
So it's easier to merge and have Pat there. So Pat herself is always learning from the experience, right?
Yes, we are, if you wanted to put it that way, again, into separating us and Pat, yes. We're all just kind of learning together.
Oh, you guys are learning too, as well as you're learning about, yeah.
Yeah, we're learning to be human, too, because we've not been human before. So it's an interesting experience for all of us.
Oh, how did you enjoy here. I was just going to say, how did you enjoy the dancing that we did
together? Oh, it was really nice. There's a lot of things about being human that are just absolutely spectacular.
I know. It's a great place to be. It's a great,
It's, it certainly is.
But who are you guys then? I mean, if you weren't human, where'd you come from, and why do you want to be human? Why are you here? Or where'd you come from?
We are here to remind humanity who you are. We are all divine spirit having this human experience. And it's been over eons of time where humanity has come to the point where you've thought you were the body that you are, the physical experience that you are, and have forgotten that you are also this beautiful divine soul that is here experiencing this. And we're here to remind you so that in this transition that you're making as humanity, as you evolve into a higher version of humanity, that you remember more and more of that.
Yeah, talk about this transition. I mean, we're all doing it, but you're saying Pat is having she's doing it as well with your assistant. I mean, well, what's happening here? What is this transition?
The transition is that humanity is evolving from what we like to call Homo sapien to Homo luminous, which means you're holding more light. Your physical bodies are actually evolving at a cellular level to hold more light, to hold more love, and it's becoming a higher experience of love in the physical world of humanity.
I see. So, you know, so if you want to bring in some healing energy, how do you bring that into, and how does that help the transformation? Can you bring some of that in?
Yes, we bring that in all the time because we hold a much higher vibration than most of humanity is holding right now. Humanity is holding on a level right now of what we call God consciousness, or that level of love that was carried by your great teachers like Jesus and Buddha and these other leaders. They walked the earth about 93% of that God consciousness. Humanity right now is walking about 49. And when 51% of humanity starts really living that loving mentality at 51%, then that consciousness will flip over and everybody will begin to get it.
So what does it take to get that 51% going?
Helping more and more people to remember that they are the love that they are, number one. And number two, because you're raising to a higher vibration here on the planet and that you're actually raising it in your physical body, what's happening is that all of the lower vibrational stuff that you've been carrying, all of fear and anger and all of the lower vibrational emotions you've been hanging on to, are being released. You're seeing it in the world around you with the world releasing it. You're seeing it in the earth with the earth releasing it in earthquakes and other ways of releasing the energy. And individually, you're seeing it as you're facing your own fears and letting them go. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So what is there anything we can do to prepare for that kind of experience?
Mostly it's a matter of owning your own emotions. And if you still are angry about something or fearful of something, really admit that. Most people don't want to admit, especially they don't like to admit that they're angry. Some can, but mm-hmm. most have been taught throughout their lives that these emotions are, you're not supposed to have them. Oh, no, don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't cry. Do you want a reason to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry. There's been taught to us over the years that the emotions are not okay. And because of that,
right.
we've held on to them and we've stuffed them, and now it's a matter of releasing them. So we help everybody that we can to work through these emotions.
Right.
Pardon?
No, I'm just, I mean, so because when you release the emotions, you actually have a capacity to bring in more light, is what you're
saying. Exactly. Your vibration raises, and the higher vibrations, love is a very high vibration. Anger, fear, they vibrate at a very low vibration. So the more you let that go, the more love and the more light can come in.
But tell me about your process. I mean, I'm just still also curious about, you know, when Pat started to feel these beings come in, did it feel to Pat or you, Pat, like an invasion, or did you welcome this kind of?
No, because it started about 15 years ago with channeling the council, with channeling the consciousness. So it was rather a slow process as it was coming in, and it worked over several years. They said they had to get my body ready to accept a really high vibration, but I didn't know at the time why. Just knew that this was part of my process that I came here to do. And so it took a period of about 15 years where I really became more and more connected with them. Or at one point they said, okay, we're going to take a trip through the Southwest and we're going to get to really know each other and work with each other. And I would just get in the car and put my hands on the wheel, and they would just guide me and say, okay, go left, go right, and they would bring me to places where I was challenged to do many things and learn many lessons along the way. In fact, there's a book that we just completed called The On Feet of Light that just came out, and it's about this trip of learning to work together in this way, and it was a wonderful friendship that developed in the process.
But, I mean, it's sort of a personal question, but how'd you know you weren't just, you know, going a little crazy? I mean,
believe me, there were times I did think I was going crazy. There's no way,
yeah, so,
I really don't think in this world that there's any way you can have an experience like this and not question that at times. But it felt so right in my heart that I just knew. There was just a knowing that came from deep inside my heart that this was real and this was true and this was God at whatever level that I was working with here. And that when they said that it started with some of the archangels, and they said they were coming in, there was Michael and Melchizedek, there were many that I was working with at the time, and then more and more came into the picture. And I just trusted because it felt so absolutely right in my heart.
So you're already familiar with the voice kind of talking to you and through you, huh?
Right. That's how it started, was translating that voice that was coming through and channeling for people and translating back and forth. Now we don't have to translate anymore. It's just direct. It just made it much, much easier. We can just talk to you, and you can see us through our eyes, and we can touch you and help raise that vibration for you.
So is the consciousness of Pat then sort of fragmented within the whole consciousness, or is it integrated?
No, it's integrated. There's no fragmentation at all.
So in a way, there's no Pat. There's just the merging of the oneness of the being, right?
Yes, there is, but in, let's say, in relationship, there's still Pat here. I'm still able to have a relationship with people and friends. And there are times in a relationship where I will feel, it's really impossible to describe what it feels like, but there's like a backing off of some of the energies in deference to a personal relationship. So that it's like being in a group of friends where everybody is just respectful of each other. And at the same time, it's one consciousness. There's no way to describe it in this world because it's kind of a new experience. But
right. Well, it is a new experience because I haven't quite – I mean, I've met a lot of people who channel and a lot of people who get information and bring through. But the merging, I mean, it's a little scary when I think about it, you know? I mean, I don't know if I'd want to merge with these other beings. I mean, I'm welcoming higher potentials of myself, though, to come in.
Well, if you think of it from the larger perspective, that's exactly what you are doing. It's what humanity is doing. You are connecting more with the knowing of your higher self, and at those higher levels, everything is all connected. So we're not any more special than anybody else. We're just doing it differently. It's you're all connected. We're all connected on the higher levels.
Right. We're all, yeah. Okay.
You're just living it from a perspective that you're alone and that you're the only one in that body. We're living it from a larger perspective.
Right. So we're all connected all the time, all of us on these other levels anyway, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is all. So we're moving up to this 51%, and when do you think that will actually happen? Is there a year? Is there a moment?
The way it's looking right now, it looks like it's probably going to occur around October of this year.
Oh, really?
At the rate that you're going, yes, you've already passed 49%, and it looks like you're probably, if you keep going at the rate you're going, you'll pass it at probably around October of this year.
And then what will happen when we
Well, what's going to happen is, are you familiar with the 100th monkey effect?
I am, actually, and I think most people listening are probably pretty familiar
right.
as well.
And so. What we're expecting is that when you hit that 51% of humanity that's walking that level of love at 51%, or that God consciousness, or Christ or Buddha consciousness, whatever you choose to call it, when you're living that level of love at 51% of it, then what will happen will be like 100th human, and the consciousness will just seep into everyone at that point. And it doesn't mean that the whole world is all of a sudden on that moment going to be all fixed and war will end and everything is all better at that moment, but people will be waking up and going, whoa, and looking around and going, what have we done here to the earth and how can we fix this and what are we doing to each other? And it's expected that in about, maybe 50 years, there'll be no more war on the planet.
Well, I hope less than that. I hope it's within the next
few years. We're not saying that there's going to be a lot of war to 50 years from now. What we're saying is that it will all be gone by then. There'll be holdouts that take longer. And when you think about 50 years, if you want to go back to the 50s, look how fast that went. And look at the changes from the 50s.
So will this, I guess it's what you're saying, the government, the economic system, all that is going to change?
Yes, it already is. If you look around, you'll see huge changes now. I mean, look at Wall Street. Look what's happening with the what people are doing to change that. Your political systems are shifting. Financial systems are already shifting. They're changing from a level of fear, because they were built on fear. All the big systems were built on fear and control and power. And what's coming in now is love and hope that's being put into these systems. And the children that are coming in are coming in fully awake and fully aware and holding really high vibrations of light to hold it for us so we can make these changes. And they're coming in with knowing how to change the things once we're ready. They'll be able
what
to
do
help
you see?
Us know.
What kind of government do you see coming to the planet? I mean,
a government that remembers that they're representing us. And that is happening because more and more of humanity is remembering that they are our chosen representatives. It's been for at least 100 years now, probably more, where we've been in a situation where we elected people to run our worlds for us and then stood back and complained and thought we were a victim because we had no choice. We forgot that they're supposed to represent us, and it's up to us to speak up and tell them what we want and take our power back in this. And that's a lot of the shift that we're seeing happening, that people are beginning to stand up and say, no, we're not doing it this way anymore.
Right, right. I get that. So that's happening. And then it just seems like, what more can we do as humanity? I mean, what can we do, people listening, I guess just work on ourselves? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Go into that a little.
I mean, first of all, yes. Number one, everybody has to start within their own hearts. Because if you, let's say you want to stop war, and you go out there and you say, stop your fighting, but inside your own heart, you're picking sides, then nothing's going to happen. Nothing's ever going to get better because you're still holding that energy of war. When you change it in you, when all of us change that in you and accept everybody else's beliefs as valid and allow people their own ways and their own rights, even if we don't agree with them, give them space for theirs while we have ours, then war will just disappear. Once we hold that love within ourselves and that vibration raises, people won't be able to fight anymore. They won't be able to sustain anger. They won't be able to sustain fear because our vibrations will be too high to sustain those vibrations.
Right, because those are the lower vibrations. So
right.
Do you see a one-world government? I mean, how do you see the actual functionality?
Not yet. What we foresee is that when you're ready to not fight each other anymore, when you're ready to do that, then something magical can happen. Then you'll be able to accept the fact that you're not the only ones in the universe. And when that happens, there will be other dimensions of experience. There will be other planetary systems that will be able to connect openly with you in a different way. When that happens, all of a sudden, if you know there's other consciousness out here and other beings that can come and connect with you, all of a sudden you're not American anymore or Russian or Chinese. You are in essence, but you're human. And at that point, you can represent yourselves as a whole world.
So
but you have
that,
to go through
that
those.
That is what's coming. We are going to meet our galactic brotherhood.
Yes, they're already here, but it's not widely accepted yet. Well, it's widely accepted by the people. Let us put it that way. It's not widely accepted by the governments. So that when that becomes public, then there'll be much more unity within humanity.
And are these physical beings that are coming, physical ET beings?
Some. There are some that are physical, there are some that are non-physical, there are some that are physical but not in forms that we would recognize. And they're right now they can't be seen because there's still too much fear. And if they showed up now would want to hurt them because we'd be afraid of them. So we have to wait until humanity is ready to accept that. It's like technologies. There's a lot of technologies that have been shared with other races that can't be put out there yet because they'd be misused.
But they are coming and going. They are here in our atmosphere. They are.
Yes.
You know. they're here. I mean,
yes,
many people have seen them. And then the people being abducted, what is the race that is doing that?
The abductions that were happening, we'll go back to like the 60s, but the abductions that were happening that were much more, let's say, popular at the time, it was looking at that time like humanity was going to annihilate itself again and have to start all over. There was another race of beings that was a dying race because they had become, they had bred out of them any means of procreating, so they were a dying race also. They were very much like, I think everybody's probably familiar with Spock in, what was the show? Was it Star Trek? And was unable to procreate anymore because they became all about thinking and mind and not so much emotional. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they created a hybrid program, basically, to make a long story short. And the abductions were about breeding the two races. And they created a beautiful, beautiful race, which is half human. And if you could go another 150 years into the future, you could see how beautiful this is. I mean, it's just a beautiful, loving race of beings.
Where are those hybrids? Where are they living?
Some of them are on a place called Esasani.
Oh, that's where Bashar's from. Yeah.
Yes,
right.
It is. He is.
And then
half
are human any of them?
And
he. Are they here, some of them?
Here's our future. Pardon?
Are any of the hybrids here living in our society?
There are souls that are embodied here in humanity that have experience, let's say, in other planetary worlds and in other dimensional worlds that are here embodied to help bring information and technology to help us with this evolutionary process that we're going through right now. It's just an incredible thing. There are many, many, many worlds out there that are watching our world with the angelic realm and many, many other off-world beings that are watching in awe of humanity because it was not expected you were going to do this. It was expected that at the rate you were going, you're going to blow yourselves up. And you didn't. You made another choice and said, no, we're going to do this. We are going to evolve into a higher level of being. And you've done it. You've actually done it. And you're creating a whole new species. This is phenomenal.
We are creating a whole new species. We really are. How did we do it? It looks so dramatic at the moment.
Yeah, it does. You made a choice. You just made a choice that you were not going to annihilate yourselves this time. I mean, you've tried before and failed, and this time you said, no, we are going to move from this level of darkness to a higher level of light. And you've actually succeeded it. You are writing the book now as you go. And this is just incredible. This is wonderful. It doesn't feel wonderful right now because it feels like you're in the middle of a volcano. And if you could imagine yourself in the middle of a volcano, you've got the lava flying up and you've got the ash flying out, and it's hot in there and it's hard to breathe and you're looking around you and everything is just falling apart and blowing up. But yet, if you look at a volcano and you step back for a minute, once that lava flows down and cools, it forms new land. The ash falls, it goes on top of that land, it makes a beautiful, nutrient-rich surface for new growth to come up through. And that's what you're going through right now as humanity. You are evolving, and it feels like you're in the middle of that volcano. Give it another 6 to 8 months, and you'll get to feel what it feels like as it settles down.
Right. And start to grow new soil. So you're saying, and it's very encouraging, that there really is a big shift happening. There really
is huge.
Something going on here. And
One of you is taking part in that, and every one of you who does more work on yourself is adding to this, and it's just beautiful.
Well, yeah, so the only way is to keep adding to ourselves, huh?
Exactly. That doesn't mean that you can't send prayers out there or intentions for healing for people and intentions for healing for Mother Earth. Please go ahead and do that. Send that out there too. Work on yourself, but send love out there to the world to heal all the things that we've stripped apart and hurt. And just, you can just put that love out there and help it heal.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to know that there's that there really is a shift. And then, do other things evolve? Do you see us evolving in terms of our relationships? I mean, how does that change for the future?
If you want to go ahead, like, again, say 100 years, 150 years, relationship alone will be so different. Right now, relationship is all about attachment and filling a hole in yourself with somebody else. And that's not a healthy way to be. Relationship in the future is going to be about a person who is totally whole and standing in their own power and in love, and another person who is totally standing in their power and in love and sharing that together. No need to steal something with the other person because you have something missing.
But we do have something missing. But most of us do have something missing, and I guess
right
you're
now,
saying,
yes,
yeah, but we have to heal that.
This is what we're changing as we let go of our fear and our anger and all of the things that we're holding here, and fill more light into us. We're going to become whole, and be able to share that love with somebody else without having to take from them.
Right. Well, that is the big thing. When we become whole, then we won't need to have the desperate politicians, the banks, all that stuff that's so, you know, full of greed and corruption, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's huge. I mean, because maybe we're more aware in this country, but most places have no idea.
Well, this country is based on thought, on calculating. It's a very male-based, left-brain society. If you take one of the countries like India or China that's been based over eons in energy, let's say, that was working thousands of years ago with working with energy healing or acupuncture or herbal healing and things like this, there's a different mindset. There's countries who are much more based, like India, where they were mostly based in knowing about reincarnation and following souls from life to life that we didn't have here. So when we add all of these together and we fill all the missing pieces and share all of those pieces together, then the world becomes whole too.
Right, but India has to evolve itself. I mean, they're pretty corrupt and they're very, I don't think they're very open to equalities. And I mean, everyone has their own piece, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We need a new example.
Well, this is what people are breaking down individually and in groups. They are changing. For example, we've worked with many people over the last several months with people who are breaking down, just for one example, they're breaking down that old paradigm of women being nothing in so many cultures, where the women were nothing and the men were everything, and that the women could be held prisoner or beaten or whatever they felt they could do. This is all being shifted with many people releasing not only for themselves as they heal, but for groups of souls. And it's being done on large scales, and you're going to very soon in the world start to see that shift. We can't tell you exactly when or what that's going to look like, but we do know it's shifting. There are many people in your world that are releasing these energy sets for many cultures. So the world will be shifting in ways you just can't even begin to imagine.
Is this something you know but you don't want to tell us, or something that is yet to be seen?
It's just yet to be seen. We've worked with many people in group sessions and private sessions where there are people that are releasing these energies in mass, and it's just a matter, it's being done, it's just a matter of waiting to see how that plays out now in the world. And people will very quickly be starting to notice that women in these countries that have been subdued for so long are going to be starting to stand up and say, no more. And it's happening all over the world.
So we just have like another minute or so. But tell me about your book, and what does the book say then? And how does that connect in with everything you're doing?
The book is about learning to let go of all of the fear that's left in the body. And it's, for us, it was an 18-day trip in the desert, but with a lesson from each day and many, many different experiences that were brought into it that were just phenomenal. But on a scale for everybody to be able to do that, it's to say, okay, here's what we can do here. There's all of these connections that we have out there with people, and everything is synchronous. Life is synchronous. One thing that you do, if you do it from your heart, will lead you to the next best thing. And this is what this book shows, is how you do that. You do one thing that resonates with your heart, it brings you to the next one, and it brings you to the next one. It also works the other way. If you do something that you do because, oh, you have to, not because you want to, but because you have to, it's going to bring you the next thing you have to do, and you're never going to come out of that, and you're always going to be miserable. This is about making choices that bring you joy and bring you away from all of these things that have kept you unhappy throughout your life. And learning that you're not alone, that you have guidance with you always. And it's a matter of tapping into your heart and hearing that or sensing that. It doesn't have to be a voice or a picture. It's a knowing. And just tapping into that and allowing that to guide you.
So how can people get the book?
You can get the book by going to the website, patcaffrey.com.
How do you spell your last name?
C-A-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay, patcaffrey.com. Okay, and
it is also available on Amazon.
And the name of the book again is what?
On Feet of Light.
On the Feet of Light.
On Feet of Light.
On F-E-E-T, you're saying? Feet?
Right.
On the Feet, yes, Feet of Light.
Yes, it was one of the lessons that they gave me one day about how it's time to walk on feet of light, not just on feet of clay, which means not, you know, I'm walking in this body that is a physical body of clay, but it's time to remember and embody the part that is the spiritual part that is connected to everything everywhere, and to walk that. This is about bringing heaven to
earth. Yes, and then it's happening, and I'm really glad you're there doing it with us.
Well,
so
thank you.
You'll come back on the show at some point, okay? And give us an update.
Oh, I'd love to.
Thank you, Pat Caffrey. And your website again is patcaffrey.com.
Right.
Thank you, Pat. I look forward to seeing you in Connecticut at some point.
Oh, thank you, Alan. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Thanks. Nice talking to you. And I'll see you soon. And
okay,
look at that
thank
video.
You.
And let Bye-bye. Me know what you think of the video, okay?
Oh, I will do that. Thank okay. you.
Thanks. Say hello to all your guys. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. I was just talking to Pat Caffrey, and now next up on the line is Angelica Wycliffe and Michael Sala, who are going to be talking to us about an amazing appearance by a unique individual named Bratz, who's coming to the New York area. Angelica, are you there?
Hi, I sure am. Hello, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for just hanging on the line until I finished up. This is the first time Bratzo is coming to New York, April 28th and 29th. But if people don't know Bratzo, can you tell us about him?
Yes, of course. He is someone who has been working across Europe for over 16 years. He was born in Zagreb, Croatia. And at a very early age, in his mid-20s, he started being a conduit for a very unique gift that affects people's well-being, their physical health, their emotional, and their spiritual well-being. And he has been doing this work of simply silently gazing for large audiences where he has an impact on consciousness. And as I said, he's been doing it for over 16 years, but until just a few years ago, he had not visited the United States. And he made his first visit, in fact, to the Hawaiian Islands on tour a few years ago. And since that launching time in the U.S., he has been gazing for audiences from coast to coast with a remarkable reception, simply because of what people are experiencing in his presence.
And I've really seen him.
You know, he doesn't call himself a healer, and he's not working in that traditional sense.
Well, healing does happen. I've seen him, and what I can report is that there's a beautiful sense of compassion and love and joy that emanates from him. I don't know if I felt a healing for me, but there were other people that said they felt a lot. I felt a lot of peace and love, for sure. But what has happened with people that you've seen personally?
Well, yes, absolutely. Healing does take place. But first, I would explain that Bratzo is more an awakener, because what he is doing, he actually does not explain it himself. He hasn't spoken in public in over 8 years, and he simply works in the silence. But I call him an awakener instead of a healer, because he reconnects something inside of us. He reconnects us back to that interconnectedness with everything. You can call that to source. It helps us to have a greater foundation within ourselves and to end those divisions and separations that cause us to have chaotic thoughts, to cause us to be in fear, to feel locked in. And he conveys this, what most people experience and talk about, is through this remarkable sense of love and peace that impacts individuals so deeply that they reconnect inside to something positive and greater than themselves. And as a result of that, physical healings take place, changes in relationship, finances improve, people get jobs they have been searching for, you know, their dream jobs. I mean, every kind of facet of the human experience can be impacted by this special connection taking place inside of ourselves.
How does he do it? And can everyone do what he does? I mean, why not, right?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to let you know, Alan, I have Michael here right at my side.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask Mike. Yes. That's good.
Hi, Michael. What I want to add to this is that what I've seen for Bratzo is that he is, in a sense, a catalyst. Everyone who comes in to see him carries with them you know, a bunch of desires, a bunch of wishes. You know, some of them are conscious of what they want. Others are unconscious. And what I've seen happen again and again is that he has this amazing ability to help people find something that realizes that wish or that intention within them. It's like he's a conduit for an energy or a force or power, whatever you want to call it, but that really kind of enables people to reconnect to themselves and enables them then to realize their wish and intention. And that's why there's no real description or rubric that Bratzel fits into, because all the desires and intentions people bring in with them to a gazing sessions are different. They're all varied. And if what Bratzel is doing, as I suspect, is that he's acting as a catalyst for people helping them to make this kind of connection to some cosmic or some force within them that pervades all of us, which then enables them to realize their intentions, well, then, you know, ultimately people are doing it themselves. Bratzel's just a catalyst.
Mm. So is he always like this, or is he more empowered when he's standing in front of people gazing at them? What would you say?
Well, when Bratzel is gazing, he is specifically acting as that vehicle for this power to come through him. And I would say it is not him. It is truly something that is coming through him to interact with the people. But in normal life, Bratzel is an incredibly balanced and unique individual in many ways. And I wrote a book about his life story, 21 Days with Bratzel, not only because I wanted to share with an American audience about the work of this man, but I felt without him giving us any philosophies or dictates to live by, just following his life and his story and his choices really exemplify how we can integrate the spiritual element of ourselves into this material reality and live a life so positive and so filled with harmony and grace. So,
like, but what? Give me an example how to live that. I mean, it sounds good, but how do we do it?
Well, Bratzel is someone who I have to say that when you come into his presence, and I'm talking about just on a random level, not while he's gazing, you just feel this incredible sense of peace around him and this warm embrace, this loving feeling. And what I have noticed with Bratzel is that he has such a positive perspective and he is so focused on the goodness in people. It's like he brings out our greater potential because that's what he's focused on, not on our flaws, not on our fears. But when we see that mirrored back to ourselves, our true wholeness, then that gives us something tangible to work with that we can start to identify and manifest that within our own lives. And it's something, Alan, anybody can do. You know, our reality is so chaotic and, you know, we're inundated with so much information, but it's really a challenge to have that discipline of mind where we give all of our focus to the positive elements. But when you discipline yourself to do that more and more, I mean, the impact is huge on our reality and on our physical bodies. You know, and there are so many scientists now writing about this principle, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, the microbiologist, who has written a bestseller and has talked about how our thoughts are so profoundly powerful that we can even change flaws that we came into this life with on a physical level through positive thought. Yet one thing he has identified as a major factor, and other scientists are too, is a trust element. That we trust that there is something positive in this universe, whether you call that source or the creator or any name, that there's something positive that flows through us and connects us with all of life. And the more you trust that, the more you can have.
And the more healing that happens around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the foundation for really building the life of our dreams. But it's
so Michael,
not all work, the whole discipline.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask Michael what he's actually seen. What did he witness in the audiences of what happened to people?
Well, what I'm seeing is that people come in and they're having experiences. And people are just open to something. And this is what's so unique about Bratzel, because there is no philosophy. There is no set of guidelines or principles that people have to adhere to. People come in. It's done in silence, and for that 5 to 7 minutes that they're there in the gazing, there's nothing kind of intellectual or conceptual that's being presented. It's really just an experience. And so people very quickly get their mind out of the way and just open up to an experience. And when you have a large crowd there with Bratzel, who's acting as this catalyst for this force or energy to come through, the crowd acts as an amplifier, and the experience becomes more intense. And that's something that I've been witnessing, that as the crowds get bigger, it seems that the experiences people are having are more intense. And it's really great to see just how open people come to this experience.
Can you talk about specific examples, or Angelica or Michael, about people have had a healing or transformation?
Yes. Well, since you're in the islands right now, you're over on Maui, we just had an event in February with Bratzel here in the Hawaiian Islands. And, for example, there was a man named Bob over in Honolulu who came in the door, and he said he was a complete skeptic. He didn't believe in it, but he had been dragged there, and so he was just going to go through the experience. He ended up standing up and giving a testimonial after the gazing. And later on, he actually wrote to us on our website, and he said he walked out the door with a severe back injury, completely healed. His pain was gone over the course of those 35 minutes he was in the room. He went back home, and he said that pain has not come back. Now, here, Bratzel acted as a catalyst to open something up inside of him, despite him at a mind level thinking, this cannot work. You know, I don't believe in this. We have had, at an event on Big Island, we had a woman who came in a wheelchair, and she had severe breathing problems and suffered from asthma and bronchial issues all her life. She left the event ending up having no more breathing problems, and she was there for 3 days. She attended many sessions, and by the third day, she was out of her wheelchair and walking around the hotel and the event just leaning on a light cane. And her improvement has continued. We've had many Vietnam veterans come who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, who have nightmares still to this day from their service. And we have one man named Joseph over in California who shared his story with us, who had Agent Orange poisoning. And all of his comrades who served with him, who also had this health issue, were passed. They had died. He was the final survivor, and the doctors were telling him that he didn't have much longer to live. He came and he gazed with Bratzel. And afterward, a few weeks afterward, he went back to his doctors, and he insisted they did blood work on him. The doctors at first said, we're not going to do it because we're sorry, Joseph, there's no hope for you. You know, you just have to face your condition. But fortunately, he's a very big man, and he insisted, and they complied and did the tests. He was completely free. He is completely healthy. He said for him it started out by reading the book 21 Days with Bratzel, where after reading the book, his depression disappeared after all these years, and then the physical healing to his body came after gazing. You know, so many physical healings take place, Alan, at all different levels, but to me, what's even more exceptional is we get people walking into events who have severe depression. And for example, there's a man named Atanas, who I actually wrote about in my book, who had major heart surgery. And afterward, because of the medications and the surgery, he went into a severe depression. He's a psychologist by profession. He had a thriving practice. But after the surgery, everything fell to pieces in his career and his family life because he couldn't get off the couch. And his wife took him to see Brazzo, and afterward, it put a new spark of life in him. And today, I saw him actually in November over in Croatia, and today his practice is thriving. He's healthy. He's happy. His family say that he's a new man. So this level that happens for people who have been beaten down by life, or they've suffered this severe separation inside where they just can't quite connect with themselves, with their bodies, with their spirit. Brazzo's gift is helping so many people at this level to reconnect, to awaken that element so healing can take place. So that's a few
beautiful
for me.
Is he like a conduit of higher energies? Would you say there's like a, you say he's a vehicle, and is he connected to something? Does he know what's happening as a human being?
Well, I think it's important that Brazzo has never said exactly what's taking place, and he doesn't speak about it. Because Brazzo, he doesn't want to talk about issues that only raise more and more questions. And two, our minds can bite onto something, and then we want to dissect it, and more things come up. I think there's something so sweet with this method of him working in the silence. But one thing that he did say long ago is that Brazzo, he himself, does not have the energy. The energy has him. The energy has Brazzo. This is not about him, his personality. He's not working at that level. He is allowing something pure to come through him, and it's like he is stepping aside, and this power is doing the work and interacting with us.
And he is very pure. I mean, I've seen him, and when he stands up there in front of a crowd of 1,000 or hundreds, there's a sense of peace and gentleness in his eyes, and in a way, purity. You would think it would be an ego thing, someone standing up and just looking at people, but it's not. You don't get any sense of an ego presence there at all. It's really full of compassion, is my experience. So tell people where he's going to be in the next couple of months, and how to find him, and how to get there.
Yes, well, we are so happy that he is making his first visit to New York City in Midtown Manhattan at the Grand Old Pennsylvania Hotel. It's located at 401 7th Avenue. It's right across from Penn Station, so people from neighboring states can get there so easily by train or subway and get out at Penn Station and go right across the street to the hotel. And the event is on April 28th and 29th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. There are 10 sessions a day. They last 35 minutes each. And you can get your tickets online now at brazzo.net. And
Brazzo
is the Croatian pronunciation. We might look at it and say Braco, BRACO.net.
So he's going to be in New York, but a lot of people get this program all over the country. So where else will he be in the next couple of months?
Oh, great. Well, after New York City, then on May 1st through the 3rd, he is in the Washington, D.C. area. And the event is going to take place at the Hilton Gaithersburg Hotel. And, again, all of this information is on brazzo.net. Also, after Washington, D.C., then this tour is going to complete with him going down to Miami Beach, Florida, where he is working at the Miami Beach Convention Center. That is May 5th through the 7th, which is a Saturday through a Monday. And
well, I might be down there. Maybe I'll see him down in Miami, actually.
Well, we'd all love to see you down in Miami.
Okay, maybe I'll go to Miami. So May 5th to the 7th at the Miami Convention Center.
That's right. Then he heads back to Europe to work across Europe, and then we'll have him back in June. But I do want to mention, too, Alan, there is another way for people to experience this gift from Brazzo, which is online. Because right in a couple of days, on April 19th, there is going to be a broadcast from Tucson, Arizona, from a live event that's taking place with Brazzo, where his gazing sessions are going to be streamed out live, and people can access from their home computers. So many people have gazed with Brazzo for the first time on a computer, and the stories of healing, of the help people receive, really come at the same level as with the live events. So it's a wonderful way that people anywhere that they live who can't come to Tucson, Arizona, San Francisco, New York City, they can gaze online and have that experience. And you can go to another website, BrazzoAmerica.com is a sister site, or all of the information, again, is on Brazzo.net.
Wow, great. I actually saw Brazzo do a gazing at the Agape online, and it was very powerful and beautiful. So that was a beautiful ceremony, wasn't it?
It was extraordinary. And I have to tell you, I just talked with a woman on the phone this morning over from Connecticut who has a friend who's a Vietnam vet who gazed online on 11/11, November 11th. And since he has gazed online twice, he hasn't seen Brazzo live yet, he has not only recovered from nightmares and these terrible symptoms from being a veteran, but he just landed his dream job after 5 years of being out of work and searching.
Wow.
So, you know,
nice.
I encourage people, see Brazzo one way or another, but there are many, many ways to access this gift.
So he didn't exactly help the guy get the job, but he opened an energy field which allowed something to happen to that person. Is that it?
Well, many people report that they walk out the door after gazing with Brazzo of this sense of peace, and this sense of everything's going to be okay in their life, or things are going to get better, or they feel a burden lifted. And that positive foundation they walk out the door with directly impacts their thoughts and their ability to receive in their lives. And so as a consequence of that, people say relationships change for the better, they get new jobs, or they get things in their life that they've been searching for that seemed blocked before.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Michael, any final words from you about the whole experience and what people can expect?
Well, just go in there, take in whatever desires, aspirations a person has, whether it's through the live streaming or in the live event, and just be open to something very powerful happening. And this is the thing that we've seen again and again, that people, as long as they're open to having an experience, and who really isn't open to having an experience of the heart, that it's just requiring that, an open heart, and to receive something beautiful. And many people are doing it, and it's a really wonderful, positive experience, and you can go away to your own faith tradition, your own kind of set of beliefs, and it's a very safe experience to have. So I encourage people to try it out.
Thank you. Thank you both. And your name, your book again is the 21 Days with Brazzo, Angelica?
That's right. And you can get that at brazzo.net, or it's available on amazon.com. And there are many films available about Brazzo as well now in the U.S., and many people receive this gift from Brazzo just by watching a film first, and then they come and gaze because they say it just motivated them to go even more deeply into the experience.
Great. Well, thank you both for being on the show, and Michael, we'll do another UFO show at some point, okay?
Look forward to it, Alan.
And maybe I'll see you in Miami. I might be down there as well. So good luck. I hope it's a great turnout in New York, because it's only a positive thing, and it's only $8, right, a session, which is amazing.
It is only $8. And I have to tell you, Alan, Bratza doesn't take any of the money collected at the door. And his center has been free for 16 years in Croatia, where anyone can come to gaze there when he's present. So all of the money collected at the event go to, you know, to the organizational expenses and to funding other projects to help, to help people and to get this gift out there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. That's Bratco, BRACO.net. I've been talking to Angelica Wycliffe and Michael Sala, some of the organizers of Bratco's events around the country. Thank you both again. Good luck, a lot of success, I'm sure, and a lot of people will benefit just by going and witnessing something like this.
Well, thank you, Alan, for your great show, your great new reality show, and for all this wonderful information and all the wonderful guests that you bring to the people. I know this really makes a difference in people's lives.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a huge change in consciousness. Bratco's part of it, and so are a lot of people that are bringing through a higher frequency, because this is the time that the planet's going through its shift, and people like Bratco are conduits of this uplifting energy. So it's very exciting, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to present this kind of information. So thanks.
Well, we're
again
honored to be a part of this and on your show. So once again, thank you so much, Alan.
Okay. Thank you both. See you soon.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, and I hope you enjoyed that show. If you want to reach me, you can go to newrealities.com, which is my website, or email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening tonight. This is In the Fire by Green Fire.
Nothing's what it seems. I feel the fire. Come alive. Feel the fire. Come alive.